You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A new clinical trial by the National Bureau of Economic Research studied 1,300 Black men in Oakland to see if race was a factor in determining whether they sought preventative care services like flu shots or diabetes screenings. The study found they were more likely to get them if they were initially seen by a Black doctor as opposed to a non-Black doctor. And they were also more likely to talk with Black doctors about other health problems. Owen Garrick co-wrote the study. He's president and CEO of Bridge Clinical Research, an Oakland-based organization that helps clinical researchers find patients from targeted ethnic groups. He joined me in studio, and I asked first, how did he recruit 1,300 Black men in Oakland?
If you're a Black guy, you have hair. You pretty much go to the Black barbershop to get your hair cut. So there was a great swath of income classes, educational classes, lots of Black men visiting Black barbershops. So we felt we could get a great sample, a good representative sample of Black men in this one area called the Black barbershop.
And you just went in to barbershops?
So great question. See, we just showed up, would say, hey, you know, this is who we are. We're interested in doing a research study on improving healthcare for Black men. Would you be interested? Mm-hmm. And overwhelmingly, they would say, yeah, why not? And we used all male physicians, both Black and non-Black. And subjects at the barbershops, they filled out these demographic background surveys, age. They were all Black men. And if they had any chronic conditions, that they were dealing with an illness. So we wanted to figure out what would actually get them there. If you were very sick, didn't have insurance, and someone shows up and gives you access to health care, will you actually go and use some of the services? So
we're talking about free services.
Free services. In fact, we incentivized them financially. So you were paid to show up. So if you didn't have a car, the field staff would call you an Uber and get you from the barbershop to the clinic and get you back from the clinic to the barbershop.
So that cost is not an issue.
Yeah. So we try to minimize everything. And I'll talk about the preventative services they could take or decide to take once they came to the clinic. They were all related to cardiovascular disease. So blood pressure and BMI, body mass index. Mm-hmm. The more invasive ones involved giving blood. So you can give blood, it was a finger prick or stick, and you can get your diabetes checked. Then you had another finger stick for your cholesterol, how high your cholesterol was. And then we offered the flu shot. So we had a two-step process. Once you came into the clinic, you were given, as a research subject, a tablet. And it showed a picture of your doctor, and that doctor was either Black or non-Black. And then you chose which services you wanted to take out of those five that I mentioned. Your doctor then comes into the room, into the exam room, and we directed all the physicians that your job, if they took no services, was to get them to take all the preventative services.
So the tablet, I get my tablet.
Yes.
It has already a picture of the doctor who will treat me?
So, yes.
Do I get to choose? Is that what
you don't
saying?
Get to choose. Okay. You are randomized as a patient as to which doctor you're going to see.
Got it.
So what we found was that there was really no difference in the number of services you took just by looking at the picture.
Okay.
So if you get a Black doctor versus a non-Black doctor, on average, you chose the same number of services, whether they were, as I described, non-invasive or invasive. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is, once the physicians came in, the Black doctors were able to push and increase the percentage of services these Black male patients took. So, I'll give you a few examples. So in terms of blood pressure, there was a 15% increase in the amount of people that would agree to have their blood pressure recorded. Mm. In terms of BMI, there was a 27% increase just with this interaction with the Black physician compared to the non-Black physician. And when we jump to the invasive services, so if we look at diabetes screening, a 47% increase in those subjects that were willing to have their be screened for diabetes. When we look at cholesterol, a 76% increase.
That's huge.
Those were dramatic. We did not expect anything like that. And then similarly with flu vaccine, you had a 56% increase.
Still big.
Mm-hmm. So these are gigantic, and they are medically meaningful. So we tried to think about, well, what's the rationale for this? So we felt that there was something going on in terms of the communication that was happening during the patient-physician encounter. And that belief was also enforced because the doctors were able to write notes. Mm-hmm. The Black doctors wrote many more notes about their engagement and their interaction compared to the non-Black doctors. Mm-hmm. And there were things about, his kids getting older, going to high school. They were non-medical notes. So there's more information being exchanged in that interaction.
Sounds like there was a conversation.
Yes, there were conversations.
A non-medical conversation.
Absolutely.
Happening.
And that we felt reduced any mistrust barriers. Mm-hmm. And so once the research subjects or patients were comfortable, they were willing to listen to the message around diabetes prevention, flu, BMI, and were more willing to uptake those services compared to their interactions with the non-Black doctors.
So what you take these results, what do these results then mean for you and
right.
your study?
From a policy perspective, it shows what, empirically the value of diversity in healthcare. So,
because that was the main question,
absolutely,
of your study.
Right.
It's actually called "Does Diversity Matter for Health?"
Absolutely,
and the answer is
yes,
it does.
And we can quantify the impact, and then we feel that the impact is largely due to communication. Hmm. And we saw that there was this increase in, especially, invasive healthcare services.
What solutions do you see or what's next?
Right. There is, how do you counteract discrimination? How do you impact policy and regulations? How do you increase just the volume of potential pre-meds, pre-health students that can go through this pipeline and be available to become clinicians of color? This is a mission for me, right? But I also believe in figuring out how you really impact the change. And I think it's really figuring out what are those 2-3 levers you can pull. Because oftentimes, we think, oh, there are these 85 things we need to do and we can solve the problem. You just can't do 85 things, right? You can do 2 or 3 things really, really well. And let's, in life, that's some of my life philosophy. In life, let's figure out how to do that.